Even in St. Paul, Minnesota, where the Republicans are convening, Hurricane Gustav is having its way. The convention has adjourned for the day after an abbreviated opening session. First Lady Laura Bush and Cindy McCain both took the stage, but the talk was not of politics. Instead, Cindy McCain urged a bipartisan response to help those in the path of the storm.
I would ask that each one of us commit to join together to aid those in need as quickly as possible. As John has been saying for the last several days, this is a time when we take off our Republican hats and put on our American hats.
My co-host Robert Siegel is at the Excel Center in St. Paul. And Robert, this is not the convention you expected to be covering when you headed out there.
Not at all. Laura Bush and Cindy McCain made a joint appeal for hurricane assistance to the delegates. Today would have been the day when Mrs. Bush's husband was supposed to address the convention, also Vice President Cheney and Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman. Instead, we've had this scaled-back day. The party very eager not to appear to be partisan and hooping it up while people are potentially losing their homes along the Gulf Coast.
And no shortage of distraction there, not just Gustav, but also today news that the vice presidential pick, Sarah Palin, has hired a defense attorney in what's become known as Troopergate, and also news that Sarah Palin's daughter, 17-year-old Bristol, is pregnant.
Yes, the Troopergate thing is the legislature there has appointed an investigator to look into charges that Governor Palin dismissed the commissioner who was in charge of the state police because of the allegation was because he had not fired her brother-in-law, her sister's husband. They were in the midst of a messy divorce. So she's retained a lawyer there. The investigator was supposed to report in October. On the story about her daughter is this. There was a lot of buzz here, very little of it broadcast or published, but on the internet, a huge story alleging that Governor Palin's baby was not her child, but her daughter Bristol's, and this was a lie, that she was the mother. And the story was so pervasive, according to the communications director for the campaign, Jill Hazelback, that they decided to released the real story, which had been a secret until this morning, that Bristol, in fact, is pregnant, that she and her boyfriend will be getting married. There was much criticism that this had to be made public at all. And, of course, everyone involved from the Obama campaign to this campaign have said it's terrible that the personal life of the child of the vice presidential nominee should become public. But I was told by Jill Hazelbaker that this was known. It came up during the vetting process, which she insists was a very thorough vetting process, and Governor McCain decided that they should proceed with the nomination.
But not the headlines, of course, that the Republicans would want to be coming out of their convention, scaled down as it might be.
Certainly not. Certainly not.
What about tomorrow, Robert? What's on the agenda? Do you know yet?
It's not entirely clear to me yet, although what was originally scheduled was the keynote address, which was to be given by Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City. It's not entirely clear to me what of the events that were canceled from the Monday evening schedule might be moved to Tuesday, and what if Tuesday will still be there. And at last word, the campaign just hadn't made a judgment of what's appropriate and what's inappropriate for tomorrow.
And at the same time, there was news of anti-war protesters in the streets. There are possibly as many as 10,000 people in the streets. What have you heard?
I've heard, I haven't seen it. I was inside the convention center all day. But I've heard that there's broken glass, a number of store windows smashed, a dumpster turned over in the street. Not very many arrests, about four instances of gas being used by the police who are out in enormous numbers in St. Paul for this convention.
It's my co-host, Robert Siegel, at the Republican convention in St. Paul. Robert, thanks very much.
Sure, Melissa.